This is the bite-sized part of Measured, where we ask leading construction professionals, entrepreneurs, and leaders to give their two cents on how to break into the construction industry. Whether you're a recent graduate, cadet, or a more experienced person seeking a sea change, this will act as your mini hit of motivation to kickstart your day, career, or search into motion. Welcome to the Career Clinic. Moving on to some advice for the younger generation out there, the graduates, the ones who are trying to break into the industry. What advice would you give someone at the start of their career?
I would suggest to them that they ought to try and keep a handle on their ambition early in their career. And I think this is particularly true of this generation, more so than when I was starting my career. When I was starting my career, my expectations were very low. I think people's expectations these days are very high. Ambition is a great thing, but it can also be detrimental. When we finish college, finish our degree, and we come and work in an office, regardless of what you're qualified in, that's when the learning starts. What you did in college really just sets you up to be able to begin the learning process. It's not the end of the learning process.
Yeah.
The very beginning. And I think younger people need to understand that, and rather than day one thinking about how long it's going to be before they get promoted, I think what they need to be focusing on is how they can make the most of their first few years at work and take in as much as they can and learn as much as they can.
It's kind of like learning to drive, isn't it? Like you get your driver's license, but yeah, you really haven't got a clue how to drive until you're out there navigating the roads by yourself in many ways.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that puts pressure on young people is that when you do start off, and you know, we spoke about starting salaries earlier, you don't earn a lot of money at the beginning of your career. I think it's really important that in those years you live within your means, you know, that you learn to live within your means all the way through your career. And you don't strive for those material things that are going to give you great pleasure for half an hour, but cause you stress for the rest of your life because you couldn't really afford it at the time, and you've put financial pressure on yourself to be, you know, to have it.
Well, it's a measure of a good quantity surveyor if you can manage life on a low salary, isn't it? If you can budget, then that's you starting off on a good note. Thank you so much for listening to Measured with me, Mick Donaghy. Our goal with this podcast is to create a community of construction professionals from a variety of backgrounds and experiences to develop, learn, and grow together. As a business, our aim with Franklin Smith is to become the most respected pre-construction and quantity surveying recruitment agency in Australia within the next 5 years. Thereafter, our goal is to build a 100-year company that outlives us as owners, but lives on in the careers and legacy projects we recruit for. Listening to this podcast is being a small part of that journey, and we are forever thankful for your time. If you'd like to connect further with our ever-growing community, check out the Measured Facebook and LinkedIn pages, as well as our new YouTube channel. This is where we'll be posting the long version of this episode, as well as short snippets of inspiration over the coming weeks. Thanks for listening to Measured. Catch you next time.